Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. And then caress it, touch it, stroke it, and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me?
Hello and a pleasant good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today is September 29th, it's Friday, and diamonds are forever. Big things are happening at SAC Alumni Association. They're having their crystal ball and they are saying diamonds are forever. They're calling all SACers from 19, what year that they started at SAC?
It was opened in 1945.
From 1945
where the school
to
opened.
2023, saying all come because they're having a ball, an extravaganza. All SACers are being summoned. They're having a big grand event. So in order to hear about this big grand event, I brought in the Alumni Association president, Ms. You know, I can pronounce your name wrong, right?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Are you Sherelle?
No, none of that.
Sherelle. Okay. And she's here to go in detail about what is happening, what great things are happening at the Alumni Association.
And I am here from the great school of QC Commons to teach some ideas from the great...
Well, we
St. Augustine's College.
We don't mind. We are trendsetters after all.
I've heard that about you guys.
Yeah, you know, we don't mind. You know, we love good competition. You know, even when you take ideas and think you can
and make
up,
them better. And,
Or try. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Once we acknowledge the sauce.
I like sauce, especially pepper sauce. But let's go in detail about the Alumni Association. Give us a brief summary of what is happening in the Alumni Association before we go in detail about your event, the grand event where all SACers are being summoned to attend and why so many people already start claiming tickets and buying out tables, because apparently this is the event to happen.
Yes, I am still shocked at the great response we have been receiving. On the Alumni Association side, this event will mark my last official social event as president of the Alumni Association. The following Saturday after that, which is the 28th, we hold our elections. I did not put myself forward for re-election. I think twice is enough, and to pass the baton on to somebody else is fitting at this time. I am happy. There are still some things that I wanted to have accomplished, but I think I have started the ball rolling in a positive direction, and we only could get better from here. We are officially a nonprofit organization. That was something we wanted to do. We wanted to be duly credited and noted. We are a separate entity apart from the school. We are alumni. We have our own bank account. But we do give to our alma mater. The past year, you know, us coming out of COVID, we didn't have any fundraiser. However, partnering with alumni, we were able to give over $20,000 $1,000 in tuition grants to deserving and students who needed the assistance at the school. Over the years, we have assisted in many areas, whether it be uniforms for a team, whether it be every year, with the exception of the pandemic. Since my presidency, we've always provided the track team with fruits and stuff like that, you know. Just a number of things we've done over the years. It's so hard to keep up during the lockdown. We did several initiatives partnering with other nonprofits like the Singing Bishop, also Bishop Hanschel's ministry, and we also did the Bishop in the East, Arnold Josey.
Oh, that's
him. You know, Mr. Redman, you know, he's the only one who comes out to BAISS decked out in all the refineries.
Yes.
I call it the refineries, from the red and white flow shine. What do you call those shoes? You know, the ones...
what do you call them? Patent leather?
No, with the W. You know, the W show, like, it shoes, the ones, I forgot what they call them. It was like...
Loafers?
No, it's no penny loafers. You know, the pointed shoes, they were like two-tone and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was like a big thing, I think, back in the maybe the 40s,
the
40s or the 60s.
The
shoes I talk about.
No, I know, but you wear with the Zook shoes.
Oh, that's what you wear with. Well, those shoes, child, listen here, when he come and he pull them out for you, I just... Yeah, that's the highlight of my BAISS.
But let's talk about some of the highlights again. The alumni, SAC, first of all, has been around from 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the Alumni Association, you said, that is separate and apart from the school, but you work and team and partner with the school for various activities and functions.
Yes.
You're saying that this is your last year?
Yes.
As president, and there's an election pending?
Yes.
Tell me about the election. When will the election be? And this is for alumni for the school, St. Augustine's College?
Well, it's for financial members. Mm-hmm. In order for you to cast a vote and to have a say, you need to be financial. Mm-hmm. Whereas once you would have graduated from St. Augustine's College, you are considered automatically an alumnus of the school or alum of the school. However, you are not financial until you pay your dues, which is $60 for the year, and that is pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That isn't even a weekend out.
Am I going to get one of these nice T-shirts when I pay my dues?
Man, you can buy one.
And these things
the
are
t-shirt
on sale,
isn't, yes, the T-shirts. Yes, the T-shirts, you know, I'm going to hold my foot up right now, right, so you can see something else, because, see, you can't be serious, and it's for y'all. Comets, when y'all want come step in us, y'all gotta be serious. I want you to look. No, we ain't talking about no socks. Look, what you see there?
Is it sock shoes?
Okay, what that say? That say soccer. One foot say soccer, right?
What the other foot say?
For life. Soccer for life.
So you ain't serious if you ain't coming with your whole regalia.
Dear QC,
and you see here,
Comet Alumni Association.
We have our, you see St. Mary's Hall etched in the background. See there, we got the logo on the show.
You forget this is a radio show. This is not a TV show.
We get video. Okay. We got video element. And I'm glad she's showing me, because my name is Green and I go on to QC, so I know about matching. My whole life, I've missed challenge. QC Comet Alumni Association challenge.
Uh-huh.
This is awesome.
Man, you know y'all is trying to come test us. But
listen, it's such an awesome space where you model different types of communities, right?
Yes.
We typically think of community as church community.
Mm-hmm.
We typically think of it as family community or political community or right, we live on the same road community. But this models for us another way to organize, another way to see ourselves as community, another way to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular model, no matter what you do, you're promoting a culture of appreciation for education.
Yeah.
It is the right? These are the things that I don't mind saying. Mm-hmm. I copy in.
Yes.
I teeth in this idea from them.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So, the election.
Yes.
I'm just going over everything. I see Aaron taking notes, teeth in ideas already.
The election as per our constitution.
So you have a constitution?
Absolutely.
Okay. No problem. I'm just going through everything.
Which lends to stability and continuity, right?
Yes.
Having that infrastructure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But tell you the truth, when I started as president, we had $250 in the bank account.
So you started with $250?
Yes.
How much money do you have now? I mean, I don't even know if you're going to say
it. Way over that.
Way more than $250? Like $300?
Ma, listen here. You could probably add a couple zeros.
Okay. It's good to know that association has money.
Yes, and I think after this ball, we may be poised for even more. I think when we decided to undertake this event, one of the talks was why so many honorees. We're having 39 honorees this year. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have this event for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to cover those years that we didn't have the event. You know, SAC is over 8,000 alumni. We're over 8,000 strong. Mm-hmm. And a lot have achieved so many things. Still, it's even hard to keep up with some of the things that are going on. Mm-hmm. Right? We open up our website in January, where we invite alumni and people from the public to go to our website and nominate somebody that they feel is deserving of an award. Mm-hmm. There are some categories, like we have one of the categories this year, the SAC Spirit Award, where you didn't have to attend SAC in order to be, to be eligible for this award, the Humanitarian Award. There are several other wards where we allow space for non-SACers to be able to celebrate with us. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can go to the website and check that out. And
is it too late for nominations? Is the nominations process closed?
Nominations, we are done, honey.
I am so disappointed.
By March, we open it in January.
Okay.
By March, that is closed. Then our committee get together. We go through all the nominations, and from that, after that process, we call the people that were selected amongst us. And after that, if they accept, then we go on. They become automatically. So it ain't like you coming there on the night and not knowing what you are getting. This is determined well in advance.
Okay.
You know, so
the question is, have I been nominated for my fearless and vehement defense of SACers against the one pernicious Mr. Eric Sawyer III?
No, you haven't.
Look, I got to work harder next year.
Yeah, see, and the thing is, a lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. We don't go and select these people. You have to, some people say, but how this person get it, or how that person get it, or whatever. We do not do that. That is what the website is for. And it's so simple. All you got to do is answer the questions or do whatever, put your little reason and why, and it's that, bam. There's no long, drawn-out thing, and people don't want to do that. And then when the nominees come, then they're like, this one couldn't do? What happened to that one? And it's like, no. There's plenty of us, and there's plenty of years for this to continue on, and there's plenty more times for us to engage other persons who are also qualified for the awards.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nuria, you an alum, you are a SAC alum, aren't you?
Let's ask my question. My question to you is, when will the election be?
October 28th.
So October 28th of this year.
At our office.
Those financial persons can come in and participate.
Of course.
Is it too late to become financial? I'm a member. I haven't paid up my dues yet, but I want to vote in this election. Is it too late?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
According to our constitution.
Okay.
We don't, in the past, we allowed people to come in last minute. They could literally come in on the night of the election or the day of the election and cast a vote. Okay? Yeah. That was not fair to the process, because one of the things we wanted to do since we knew what we were going to be building going forward. We don't want anybody who's not been involved in the Alumni Association, not been involved with the alumni, anything to do with alumni,
and understand
period.
And the culture of and, the
and,
association.
And to just walk
time.
In there and yeah. feel that this is an, well, you know, they have some money now, let me go and take that over. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, there's a process. One of the processes right. is that you have to get a letter from your class, you know, a letter of recommendation from class members for, you know, just so that it shows that you're active even at your class level. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not, there are a lot of classes that have their chats and they do various activities over the years. They do mock anniversaries and stuff like that with events and so forth. We need to know you're active in something mm-hmm. rather than you just come in there. We need to know that you're not just paying this dues because you want to vote. We want to know that you have a track record of at least 2 years paying your dues. We need to see who it is. When you say you want to be nominated for a position, what are you? What is your platform? What do you plan to do? We need to know these things mm-hmm. because we're not going back to foolishness. We go into structure. We going forward. We moving forward. You know, this train ain't playing.
So let's talk about this event. Right, because I want people to know that the event is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when is the event? Where is the event? Who is attending the event? Can you throw out some names, or can you tell me where I can go and see the names of persons being awarded, rewarded, acknowledged, celebrated?
Okay,
right?
Well, I'm going to give you all of that. So, it's October 21st at Bahama.
So it's next month.
Yes,
the 21st. Is that a Saturday?
Yes, it is.
Saturday, the 21st of October, that's the Biggie Gala event.
Yes.
Okay.
At Bahama in the New Providence Ballroom.
That's the big ballroom.
Yes.
Okay.
It's under the patronage of the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, KC. Mm-hmm. So he will be in attendance. Now, he's another green one. He ain't y'all green. So
how could he come to the ball as a special guest and I can't come to the ball as a special guest and he didn't go to SAC
yeah.
and I live near SAC.
Yeah, but you see, y'all is rile up y'all mouth too hard. So you see, here they green, they stay in their little lane. You understand?
Kent Island All Age School is green. Dear Prime Minister, your educational achievements, they are far ahead of you, right? Like, we only kidding. We only joking.
St. John's, man.
Okay,
so
good morning, Tira.
Yes.
Hannah Sweden from St. John's. We loving up St. John's. I'm also an Anglican. It's like,
yes,
can't be
and, I,
like
and you
that.
Know, and I could deal with St. John's, you know, but y'all, we just have to show y'all, we just have to give y'all a sound whooping.
I mean, once we light up the sky so you could find us, yeah.
No, but you know, when you see a comet, that don't light up the sky for long. It's the stars that stay there. It's the diamonds that are there.
Just
the
enough,
stars. So know your place.
Just enough for you to see where to put the plug in to turn the light on. It's all the light you need, miss.
So, go finish. finish. What all
okay,
categories?
So,
stuff like that.
So, we have 39 honorees, like I said. Mm-hmm. And it's across a very wide, broad spectrum. You have Her Excellency Leslie Bryce. You have Tony Callender, Shane Albury, Basil the Kid Sands out of Grand Bahama, Commodore Davy Roll, Phyllis Garraway, Spence Finlayson, Prince Ramming, Crispin Ferguson, Anita Tynes. You know that's Nita. Raquel Benaby
Hart. I could claim that.
Tiffany Thompson. Raymond Culmer out of Grand Bahama as well. Leroy Mitchell, which is posthumous, one of our posthumous awardees. Sydney Outen, Martin Lundy, Antoinette Russell, Hubert Chipman, Darius Williams out of Grand Bahama, Nick Dean, Dr. Beverden Moxie, Laura Pratt Charlton, Bonaventure Culmer, Dr. Maria Oriaki, Nick Dean, Sandra Russell Flowers, Olivia Nixon, Will Hart, Dr. Deanza Cunningham, Dr. Tanya Mortimer, Matthew William, Dr. Tennille Cargill, Glenn Bannister, Lars Minns, Kino McCartney, Charlene Cawley, Craig Gomez. And then I just want to say one thing too, and this is one point. I saved these last three just for you. We have an award category called the Legacy Award.
Mm-hmm.
And that award is given to families that have a tradition of sending their children to SAC.
Mm-hmm.
In order to qualify for this award, families must have at least two generations. We have our Legacy Award honorees this year, the Mitchell family, the Robinson family, and the Butler family.
I related to half of them. I claim in this. But first of all, just quickly, I don't appreciate how y'all just have all of these stellar behaviors.
It's who's who in the Bahamas, actually. Yeah. The list is who's who in the Bahamas.
Yes.
So I that's impressive.
I was going to accuse you of teething them, but I think you have the records to prove their provenance.
Man, of course. And the thing is, we had a record amount of nominations this year. We had 60-something nominations this year for the awards.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 60-ish, somewhere nice. Over 60.
So which it's hard
is,
choosing.
Which, yeah. And, you know, the thing is we wanted, like I said, to be able to cover, you know, the old to the young and some up and coming. And it depends on the awards because people were nominated for certain awards. And once we got the nominations for that category, then we were like, okay, does this person? We had our whole rubrics and the sheet and Madam Secretary, she came this time fully loaded. She's like, well, you know, we have to make sure this is transparent and we got to have all of this. And that was what we did. So I think we did great this year.
I want to talk ticket price for people who say, my God, I didn't know this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like the event to be, especially when you see this is going to be a red carpet event. Play on the word red. It's going to be a red carpet
red
event.
Red diamond.
Who's who in the Bahamas red is going to be at Bahama in October? And yes. A lot of people say, man, I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I want to see my fellow Sackers. I want to see the alumni. I want to see the teachers, the old principals, et cetera, et cetera, right? How do I get tickets? What is the ticket? Stuff like that.
Okay. The cost of the event is $300. We start at 6:30 with a champagne cocktail reception. That's free. Dinner is at 8. And we have a great menu for that. Wine, of course, and stuff will be flowing. And for those who don't drink, we have non-alcoholic drinks. That's the event in a nutshell. We will have entertainment by Encore, the band, 242. We will have a lot of other stuff going on. We will have a raffle.
Now let me make my contribution to the SAC Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better get Ancient Man out there to say, give me my red shirt, baby.
Man, listen.
From out the locker room.
Man, red shoes. You got to get the red
just
shoes.
Get him right? there. That's your old song, man.
Man, you know, and I love that. That's my favorite one by Ancient Man.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
He make that with y'all. But I'm saying he make that with y'all in mind.
Right.
That's your old song, man.
The red shoes.
Just bring me my red shirt. Don't matter what you doing. I know what I doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need my red shirt.
Yeah, you know, so we have that entertainment by Encore the Band 242. We have raffle. We have a raffle, and we will also have a pledge card there. One of the key things I have stressed, and I'm fortunate that my executives were on board with me, was to encourage a tuition grant program where we're able to assist students at SAC.
Mm-hmm.
That was a project that was near and dear to my heart because I know what it was like to sit out on the bench because my school fee wasn't paid,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't do that anymore, fortunately, you know. But we wanted to be able to help as many students as we can.
Yeah.
So part proceeds go towards our tuition grant program.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it a tuition grant, not a scholarship, because the maximum you can get is full payment for the year, tuition payment for a year at a time. Mm-hmm. We don't do scholarships because if it's a student in the seventh grade, that could cover 5 years, which exceeds a term. And we don't want to put any commitment on an incoming executive body to make that decision. Now, after the first year, of course, you can come back and renew or whatever. And then we also have some families or some, you know, alums who want to, two sisters, you know, they have a scholarship or tuition grant that's in the name mm-hmm. of their mother, who was a single parent who sacrificed to put both of them through school.
Yes.
Jennifer Johnson, and that is on the website as well.
Awesome.
So for me, that is really and truly where we'd like to see a lot of our funding go, towards substantive stuff that help build more minds and more people in this country and the community. So now the thing about it is the tuition grant is for students to go to SAC.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is at SAC now. They could be somebody maybe in the sixth grade going into grade seven, but once they show that acceptance letter or whatever, then they can still more or less make application or whatever as well. Now, I didn't say we're going to do it, but yeah. It's open. It's open for all those persons who may be interested in
coming to SAC.
Yes.
But I think we'd go off, where to purchase tickets though?
Tickets can be purchased at our alumni office.
Where's that?
Which is in the Toyota Auto Mall showroom on Shirley Street and Buen Retiro Road. So I'm going to say it again, the Toyota Auto Mall showroom, that's west of St. Matthew's Church. People normally go to the other location, yeah. which is across the street from St. Matthew's Church. No, we're further west on the corner of Buen Retiro and Shirley Street. You will see the white two-story building, and it says Toyota Auto Mall there. You come into the showroom. We have an office. We have a lovely past alumna, retired alumna, who has graciously donated time to assist us in the office. So mm-hmm. You can purchase tickets through her. You can also purchase them via the website, www.thesacalumniassociation.org. However, when you purchase the tickets via the website, there is a 3% processing fee. And as we're running out of tickets real quickly, those people who slunk in to get their tickets, they're going to have to take that.
Somebody better buy the two tickets now.
Yeah, because these tickets, I'm not going to lie to you. It's exceeded my expectation because in the planning, we were just doing everything so conservatively because you don't know who's going to come and all that stuff. But I can tell you the momentum we're at right now, my mouth is still on the floor.
SAC alumni have reason to celebrate. They see what the alumni is doing and the alumni association is doing. And you mentioned one or two things that you've accomplished over your presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume the other reign of other presidents did a number of things too. Social media, because I'm a social media person. Where can I find SAC alumni on social media?
We're on all.
Give me the site so people go and...
The SAC Alumni Association. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube and all. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And it's called The SAC?
The SAC Alumni Association.
Okay. And if I'm an alumni and I want to be involved, I just realized that there's an alumni association. I see that you all are active. I want to participate. My class want to give back to the school, but they want to give back via the alumni association. Is that possible? How do I go about that? How do I join? How do I participate? How do I reconnect with people of my ilk and say, hey, I already know you all are still just doing these things?
Okay. Now, there's several ways we can do that. Some have gotten their class to pay their dues. Actually, class of 73 won our dues challenge this year. They got the majority of people from their class, a good amount more than the other classes, to pay their dues. So
the
we
class
have a float.
1973.
Yes, and so we have a floating trophy in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a thing right on there with the class of 1973. So we're looking to see what other class is going to top
step
them,
up,
you know.
Yeah.
Like we got some classes, or they're very competitive now. I'm going to tell you something, and I think where some people weren't from the other classes weren't paying attention. When they caught wind of it, it was too late. Mm-hmm. And 73 had already cinched the deal. So they can either pay the dues, or what they can do is they can come together. The school fee is around roughly about $5,000, almost $6,000 now, which isn't much. They can come together, decide whether they want to do a tuition grant. A tuition grant could be as low as a semester for a student, mm-hmm. or as much as the whole year.
Okay.
So they can get together and they can do that.
Yeah.
You know, if it is that they want to hold a fundraising event and they want to partner with us, and the proceeds from that go towards the Alumni Association for a particular thing, we can do that. Because in our constitution, we cannot use monies other than what it's already earmarked for. Okay. So if a class comes to us and say, okay, they want to pay for the tuition for a student, okay, when we have those applications, I can forward the application on to whoever it is they select to chair that or whatever, if there are criteria that they want to have in place. And they could call it that class. It could be class of 95. Tuition grant,
yeah.
or whatever it is. They can do that. We give them full rein to do that. You know, mm-hmm. we want to be as inclusive as possible. And the whole thing is we want to, at the end of the day, ensure that we're doing what we say we're doing. And we have the record to prove it. So in the case of the sisters that gave the tuition grant, once we identified the students and they decided, well, okay, yes, we'll do that. I was able to show them the receipts and said, we don't publish that because that's nobody business like that, unless it is that the person has agreed to it. It's not something that we stress the need to do. But going through for transparency and how we're now we're trying to separate our thing totally, we probably would have photo ops with the students that actually won.
To balance the privacy of the child with ensuring transparency.
Yes, so that people can see what is going on. And so far, our alumni who've contributed, they are pleased because they're still coming back. And, you know, I have to take this moment to say thank you because they say the Bible says the labor, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Mm-hmm. And that is the case, I think, with a lot of nonprofit organizations or alumni associations in this country. Everybody likes to praise, but nobody likes to do the work. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the end of the day and the celebration time, we bragging and we say, we... Right? When you know we was involved.
It was just QC.
Yes. And so what we're trying to do is to encourage a culture where we want to embrace more and have more hands on mm-hmm. deck so that we could take this alumni association to the next level. What I am most regretful of is I really wanted us to have at least $1 million in our bank account. Like how Sir Durwood Knowles leave y'all.
Yeah, but you know, that
need a sponsor.
Part Sachs, of that was rich, selling rich cucumber lemonade.
Man, listen.
If y'all don't have watermelon lemonade and watermelon liqueur and watermelon sorbet and watermelon margaritas and watermelon mimosas at this event, I will come QC Comet and read myself right down because this model is the most beautiful thing. It's a model of appreciation for education.
Yes.
And it sustains it, it promotes it, it ensures other young people can not just get an education, mm-hmm. but can be entrenched in a culture of appreciation for education.
And then with the tuition grant too, we also require the recipient to write a thank you letter to their donor.
Yeah.
So the donor knows who receive it, and the recipient knows who their donor is.
Yes.
And we do ask for a little progress report or whatever, because we want to see that you're doing well. And hey, if you're doing well and we see that you're making positive, you don't even have to be, say, a 4.0 or an honor roll student.
Yeah.
You know, because people learn differently. There may be, there are a lot of ways that you could qualify for it.
Yes. Awesome.
Now, we ain't throwing away no money to somebody who is a F or a D student,
unable or unwilling.
Unwilling, yes. And then sometimes it's a lot of factors, depending, that is why these kids are not
performing
and having the opportunity to perform the way they can. So there were a lot of initiatives that we wanted to do. One of that was to do like a tutoring or mentorship sponsor, tutoring or mentorship program for those students who may be struggling, whereas we could get and engage a teacher at the school and have that, and we pay that teacher for administering that extra time to the students to help them excel, you know, the tutoring and all that stuff. These are the kind of things that we wanted to do.
I want to know about your current executive board, the names. I know it's you. I know you.
I'm the president.
Yeah, and who else?
Osborne Moxie. He is my vice president. He is off island dealing with some business, family business. And my secretary is Anastasia Brown. So we started out with a full complement. And over time, you know, people, things happen and people sometimes have other engagements that they had to pull out. But to tell you the truth, we have so many people who assist us in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But now I would say officially we're down to three.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And but I'm excited about all of everything. But you mentioned that the alumni is separate from the St. Augustine's College Institution. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? I just want to know in general.
Well, if you look at it, all alumni associations are separate from the school. Mm-hmm. You know, alumni, if you think about it, and I think a lot of times a lot of us are not educated as to how alumni associations ought to work and are working all around the world.
Yeah.
We are not tied at the hip to the institution in terms of like the funding. In terms of like, okay, us having you having to use the school's bank account for events or as our more or less depository.
Yeah.
No, that should never have been the case from the start because alumni associations have always been separate and a part of the school and for legal reasons too.
Yep.
Whenever we take on something and it's under the SAC Alumni Association, like I said, we are a nonprofit organization. So anything that we undertake as a body, we are liable for. We don't want the school to be liable for anything that may be happening on our end. And likewise, we don't want to be liable for anything
that may have happened in the school.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you can't get mad at the priest when the priest take the money to buy food for people.
Oh, right.
Like you say
exactly.
We understand that there was a great need, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This is beautiful. Like as a QC comment, I just hear love in this conversation.
But you know, this was what our alumni wanted because in past we were, we did not have a separate bank account. I think up until maybe two presidents, my predecessor, I think he would have been the first to open an account for the alumni association.
Yeah, to structure it differently.
Okay, to structure it differently, you know, because we have to do our accounting. We have to make sure when we collect, what we collect was what and what's not and so forth. The school may not want to divulge that information to us, even though we're collecting the money and we giving the money, whatever. You know, we found that there was no way for us to get it, the information that we needed. Okay, so the best course of action was, and which was what our alumni wanted. They wanted us to be separate. They wanted us to be able to give them a separate accounting for exactly what it is so they could see how much they put in and what they're getting out, how was the money used for whatever reason.
And they're collecting donations on behalf of SAC, then they have an obligation to the people who are supporting them.
The SAC or the Alumni Association you're referring to?
The Alumni Association, the members of the alumni. Like, I'm a member of the Alumni Association. I'm financial. I could vote.
Right.
You have a fundraising initiative.
Right.
I may be going through to my networks, right?
Right.
And those people will want that level of transparency.
Yes.
As well. It's just an awesome way to protect all of the institutions involved.
Exactly. Yeah,
let's talk about the calendar. Any upcoming things happening? So you mentioned the ball. The big grand event. You mentioned the election. Is there anything else pending on the calendar or the next board will be?
The next board will be in charge of that. You know, I can only tell you, and I forgot to mention our magazine. You know, we had an online an e-magazine called The Big Red Mag. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
not know.
we had a great magazine. We haven't sent out anything in a bit, but I'm sure I could get our devoted alum who was spearheading that to put together something real interesting after we have our last event. So I will be facetious enough to say that prior to or when the new executive comes in.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we're talking to Cheryl Cartwright. I pronounce her name Cheryl, right? No, still not. Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Cheryl Cartwright.
Cheryl
Cartwright, who is the alumni, Association president of Augustus College, you know? Right? And we'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, ever, ever.
Diamonds are forever. That's what they're saying, that SAC Alumni Association is having their Diamonds Are Forever.
Red Diamond Soiree.
So, that's because...
Soiree.
What's a soiree?
What's a soiree? It's an evening fete, darling. It's an evening gala.
You can buy the tickets and send me and Mrs. Newry to the soiree since you don't know nothing about it.
How you pronounce it? Soiree?
Soiree.
Soiree. You all have soiree.
And Red Diamond. You know, I...
Cause diamonds come white and transparent.
Who say that?
I've got diamond on the web engagement.
Google it. Yeah. Sibel, you go on common.
That's what it is.
You go on common. No, we in common. And the red diamond is a stone that exists, and it is rare.
Yeah.
I know you are... And what is the rare?
Where they find that? They find it in India or they find it in Africa? I know the Europeans think that.
Commonly known as the most expensive and the rarest diamond color in the world.
Exactly.
Which country? Because there's no rare diamond in Europe. There's no rare diamond in Europe. Well, which country did they get that
diamond
from?
Diamond don't come from Europe.
That's my point. But why did you choose the Diamonds Are Forever and the soiree theme?
Well, this year we wanted to go out with a bang. We wanted to have fun. We love the James Bond theme. And then I like to pick themes that have kind of a more symbolic meaning to it. And I love diamonds, right? So when I said, you know, everything with us is red. Red, 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 red. I'm so conditioned to the color red. And I was looking, I was like, wait now, I'm seeing all these different diamonds. I was doing study on the Hope Diamond and all these different color,
all these different diamonds.
Yes, all those. And I'm like, well, hold on, red diamond. And then I Googled it and then I saw it and I said, this is the rarest. And you know, we are a natural phenomena. Our school, our alumni, we are a natural phenomena, a natural occurring phenomena. There is no school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that can boast the level of achievements that SAC has produced.
This is the one time I say I will enjoy the challenge we're going to have to catch up to you.
You're going to have to catch up because think about it. Let's go back. Okay? No school, not even life with Key has a beautiful campus like Zach.
I mean...
Right?
So you just saying okay, because you got mahogany trees on your campus.
It's just vast.
Okay? It's a vast campus, right? And if our alumni association had more funds... Trust me, you would have seen a bigger transformation because we had to push to try and get a lot more stuff done to help our institution come take it to another level.
In fact,
so by the time as you all catch up to us, we may be another level above you.
Let me put a challenge on the table. SAC is in this most precious particular place. Mm-hmm. The monastery, the school campus is on the southern exit of the Johnson Road community. Mm-hmm. And the Hermitage mm-hmm. is on the northern entrance to the Johnson Road community. I waiting for SAC to adopt the Johnson Road community as it sits in the path between your two institutions.
Well, I think that may be a little different technicality thing there.
Don't mind
but
that.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's above my pay grade.
Don't mind that. I see that. But you'll probably have to
talk to the bishop about that.
So
you know, I get my bishop to talk to your bishop.
Yeah, you probably got to talk to the bishop on that.
The bishops.
In
terms of seeing a visual of the persons being rewarded, awarded, recognized,
mm-hmm.
where can I get to see the images? Say, okay, I know him. Yes, he
it's
is
on the. It you can check either our social media handles. We've posted videos with the event. We've posted videos of all our honorees. You can also go to the website. You will see, and the website again is www.thesacalumniassociation.org. You will see the honorees there. You will not see their bios because we will not release that until, and update that on the website until after our event. We want to keep some things as a little bit of suspense. But I was telling you about SACAs and the accomplishments. I mean, if you look at the last election, how many candidates?
What, 11?
Okay. Let's talk about the Bahamas team.
About another 11 again?
Okay.
For sports?
Okay. Let's talk about former prime minister.
You want to talk about minister today or national?
Let's talk about chief.
It's a polite conversation. Yeah.
We were going good.
Hold on. Hush your mouth. Let's get this now.
Get back on track. Get back on the sack track.
I am talking about our accomplishments. For ill or whatever it is you may feel or whoever feels. The fact is what it is. It is what it is.
Thank God.
You know, we ain't getting political. Mm-hmm. We just stating facts. Now, if you get a problem with facts, that's your business.
Yes. Let's talk about the memory booklet.
So we have a former prime minister.
Yeah.
We have a chief justice. Mm-hmm. You ain't know. Sir Michael Barnett.
No, I told you going through the list. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, she looked like she was a little...
surprising.
Yes.
No, not that I was surprised. I just didn't know who it was.
Okay, but now if you want to get into politics...
we ain't getting into
hold
politics.
Hold on. No.
Yeah, he's HHT.
No, if you want to go into politics right now, how many politicians are SACAs? Let's go on the PLP side. Start with Bradley Roberts, who passed. He was a SACA.
Okay.
You have Fred Mitchell, who was also a SACA.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You have Alfred Sayers.
I only called for three of them to be fired, but that means they did a spectacular
hold
job.
Hold on. Go on.
Hold on. Who else?
You have Her Excellency Leslie Bryce.
There you go.
Who else we have? Because I know I'm missing one or two.
See, you ain't a good politician unless I call for you to be fired. No, I need y'all to know that.
We call in.
Accomplishments.
No, but you see, like I say, I don't get into the politics part.
Yeah.
But if you say what the school has produced, for whatever reason, we can stand behind our people. Yes. Now, what we say privately, that's our business. But you can't come up in no public and talk with no soccer because we can eat you alive.
I have 3 minutes.
Like they're the best person in the world.
I have 3 minutes. I want to talk about the memory booklet.
Michael Alkidis.
Michael Alkidis. Say hi, I can forget Michael.
I want to talk about the memory booklet. How can people participate in that. So let's do that.
One memory booklet.
This is not a booklet. But
you mean the booklet, the event booklet.
That's called memory booklet.
Okay, you call it a memory booklet.
And there's no memories to keep it?
Well, people do. Right now, I can tell you that it is closed, though.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the deadline was last Friday, and believe you me, our arms were twisted. Mm-hmm. And everybody, my laptop was going off like boop, 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 and it was just ads that were coming in because, you know, our people are last minute people. Mm-hmm. And so to tell you the truth, for us to take it on now, if we were to take on an ad, it'll have to be if the graphic artist who is putting together our booklet can do that for you. But I'm not about to have us take on that headache because there are other things that we need to do for the ball.
We've got some texts here on the text line. A couple of people said the shoe that you were referring to is the wingtip.
Right,
the spectator shoe.
That's it, the wingtip, yes.
What is this sock blasphemy on this Good Friday morning? That was the text.
That's Edwin.
It's worthy of blasphemy today.
Edwin, Guardian Radio and the AM, thank you very much for Cheryl Cartwright, SAC Alumni President. They're having a gala ball on October which day?
October 21st at Bahama, the New Providence Ballroom. 6:30, cocktail reception, 8 o'clock dinner. $300 for the ticket. Get yourself down there. Enjoy and have fun with us.
Excellent. Have a wonderful day.
Cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Sort of, I thank him. That mean I forget better than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask.